Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A kerfuffle over a building's cross-like symbol in Malaysia has just added to the country's religious chaos. Although Malaysia's seen religious freedom improvements, there's a threat in the undercurrent. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Floyd Robel says, although there are restrictions on Christians, there's this to consider too.
The greater religious freedom restriction would be against Muslims because they are not allowed to convert to any other religion. So there is no freedom of religion for Muslims in the country.
The good news, Christ is still changing lives. So as with any creative access country.
Pray that the church would continue to stand for truth. You know, the Bible tells us to be wise as serpent, innocent as doves. And I think Christians in Malaysia need to understand how to do that. And we as believers in the West need to pray into these issues.
And the Freedom Challenge under Operation Mobilization is a movement of women trying to end human trafficking. These women conquered challenges like mountain climbing to raise money and awareness. Freedom Challenge alum Sylvia St. Cyr says,
anytime someone asks me, what was the Freedom Challenge like? I have to use the word life-changing, because pushing yourself to that limit and realizing what you can do when you have God living in you, you are a living example of His might. If He can bring me through the Grand Canyon, what can He do with 40 million people trapped in human trafficking right now all over the world?
And we're inviting you to join the cause. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.